There are no qualified teachers for schools like this, so the government has sent police cadets to teach the children. The cadets have no training and run the classrooms in a military style that does not encourage much creativity or free expression. When I arrive, the cadets hand the class over to me, and the children are usually very glad. At first, when I ask a class, "What rights do children have?" they often reply that we have the right to have a dog, to go to the park, to have friends, or to go swimming on Sundays. But then we talk about newborn babies, and I ask, "What is the first right?" "To life, to good health." "Doesn't this child get hungry and need something?" "Yes," they answer, "the baby must have food." And so we talk about the life of a growing child, and through this, we discover all our rights. I use pamphlets prepared by UNICEF and World Vision that explain the Children's Movement for Peace and the Convention on the Rights of the Child in simple language. The convention is an international treaty of the United Nations ratified by almost every country in the world except the